good.
These days, there's only one security guard that Jim Lasky has to worry about, a little white dog that doesn't seem to like reporters.
That's Teddy, the white Lhasa Apso.
Lasky is Chicago's former city clerk. When I met him at his house on the southwest side, he answered the door in a sweatshirt with slicked back hair. He now lives here with his family and his two little dogs after spending a year in prison for taking bribes as part of the hired truck scandal. And when Lasky first got out, he spent about 6 months at the Salvation Army Freedom Center on the near west side, the same halfway house George Ryan will call home.
And the Salvation Army is not a five-star Hilton, all right?
I want to talk a little bit about what the place was actually like. You're mouthing something that you can't say on the radio.
No, I'm not going to tell you what it was. But to me, it was not the nicest of places.
The fall from grace can be a long one for a politician at the top of his game. Now, it's unclear exactly what Ryan's life will look like at the halfway house, and the Salvation Army wouldn't give WBEZ a tour. But convicted politicians, like Lasky, say the former governor can expect a single bed, a desk, a window, and no special treatment.
It's almost like being a monk in a monastery. It's a very stoic, sterile, Spartan-like room.
The first week, Lasky says he was given a house job as the bathroom cleaner, and then he had to find a real job, in his case answering phones at an auto garage. He was allowed to leave the halfway house for work and go home on weekends, but he was on a short leash. Regular check-ins, calls in the middle of the night to confirm he was actually in bed, and random drug tests like the one he got on Thanksgiving.
It's a very dehumanizing situation, too, on Thanksgiving to get called during dinner to go down to the halfway house, and your wife goes with you because she doesn't want you to go by yourself, and you stand there in front of somebody peeing into a cup to make sure you're not on drugs.
Lasky doesn't try to hide his bitterness about the halfway house experience, but for another politician turned convict, life on the outside began a bit sweeter.
Of course, I had loved gummy bears at the time and, of course, didn't have cigarettes in quite a while.
This is former Cicero Town President Betty Loren Maltese, who spent 6.5 years in prison for her part in an insurance scheme. And the first thing she did when she got out?
I had gummy bears, water, and smoked.
So this was like your moment of your first taste of freedom, I guess.
Right, and it made me sick.
Loren Maltese still has her trademark big hair and plenty of eye makeup, but gone are the oversized glasses and the fake eyelashes. She now rents a condo with her teenage daughter in Glen Ellen, where Loren Maltese works part-time from home with TV talk shows blaring in the background. But when she first came back to the Chicago area, she says she stayed at the Salvation Army halfway house because she had nowhere else to go. Loren Maltese says the hardest part was trying to explain all of this to her young daughter.
I would get to talk to her once in a while, and she would say, "Well, Mom, can I come and live with you at the halfway house?" And I said, "Well, no, Ashley." She said she could sleep under the bed, and, you know, I mean, she just, the worst part of it was how it affected my daughter.
Loren Maltese says the feds took most of her possessions to pay her legal penalties, everything from her second house in Las Vegas to the paintings that hung on her walls. So now, instead of making frequent trips to casinos, she says she's become the kind of person who checks the price of everything at the supermarket.
Well, it was difficult to lose everything you worked for, especially when, you know, you're not guilty and you lose everything. And when I say everything, everything monetarily.
Loren Maltese is still determined to clear her name. As we sit at her kitchen table, she pulls up her new blog. She writes about her case, chronicles her misadventures in online dating. She'll even do restaurant reviews if there's a free meal involved.
The other day we were at Buffalo Wild Wings.
So is this a review of Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah.
How was it?
Well, I think the staff was wonderful. Well, the coffee was really bad.
But after years in prison and months in halfway houses, bad coffee is a pretty good problem to have. Loren Maltese says, for now, George Ryan may have bigger things to worry about.
I mean, they're strict. If he thinks it's going to be easy, it isn't.
But curfews and drug tests aside, the emotional reentry into society could be even tougher, says Jim Lasky, the former city clerk.
Things were going well. I was going to run for state office and everything, and people said I could have ran for mayor someday. I mean, I was at the top of my game, and then it all came crashing down.
Nowadays, Lasky says he spends a lot more time walking around his neighborhood, noticing the little things, people out shopping or a passing school bus.
I can define this in one word. From the time I got indicted to the time I came home and everything, and that's humility. You learn a lot about humility. It's a very humbling experience.
I'm Alex Keefe.